Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker. Boston researchers have released the most complete picture so far of how the Zika virus can damage the brain of a fetus. Their study, published in the journal Radiology, shows detailed graphic images of how the virus can affect the developing brains of babies. The report suggests that microcephaly, a condition that results in babies born with brain damage and unusually small heads, could be just one of the things that Zika can do to a developing brain. Joining us from Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center is Dr. Deborah Levine. She's a professor of radiology at Harvard Medical School and a co-author of this study. Dr. Levine, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
So we have a number of images from your study at our website at radioboston.org. Tell us essentially what you think the main finding is here from you and your co-authors after examining images from more than 40 Brazilian babies and fetuses.
Well, first, I need to give a huge amount of credit to the entire author group from Brazil because they're the ones who had the foresight when the Zika infection was first being recognized to start following these women who had a rash in pregnancy or whose babies were born with microcephaly. And they did an amazing job with the imaging. So in this study, what we're looking at are the images that they acquired. But of the patients that were initially referred, we're only looking at the imaging of about 10%. And those are the ones that had the confirmed Zika infection or had the classic appearance of a bad Zika infection. And it's not just the microcephaly, like you said. Some of them, the brain actually isn't small. It's a normal size, but the brain's basically filled with water, so it's not yet shrunk down yet. And then we saw many, many other abnormalities in the brains as well.
So I wonder, does that mean that then when a baby is born, the effects of the Zika virus might not be apparent, maybe for some time?
Well, that's definitely a concern. So we're looking at a very severe infection, and it turns out that most of the women who had the babies in our study had a rash in the first trimester. And so that seems to be the time when you get this classic Zika appearance of the microcephaly where the forehead is sloping backwards, and we have these very, very severe abnormalities inside the brain. But we don't know what happens with the more mild infections, and we don't know what happens with the later infections, and there's a lot of work going on now to figure that out.
So what do we know about what the Zika virus is doing to the developing brain?
Well, we know that it is very potentially damaging to the developing brain if the fetus becomes infected. So it's interfering with the way that the brain cells normally form. And so it causes a lot of problems in the normal structures of the brain and the folding of the brain. It also causes an inflammation so that the ventricles, the fluid part of the central part of the brain, get obstructed and they don't drain normally. And that's why you get the large fluid-containing areas of the brain. And then it also destroys what might have been some normally formed brain. And we see calcifications as evidence of this. And calcifications in a lot of different areas of the brain, some of which are very unusual locations for calcification as well.
And so why is that important, finding calcification? Explain that to those of us who may not know.
Well, it's not a good thing to have an infection in utero. And when we see an infection, usually the calcifications that we see are going to be on the outside of the brain, or they're going to be lining the ventricles, that fluid part of the brain. And we're seeing the calcifications in other areas, the gray-white junction, which is a little bit inside where we would normally see it, and also in the deep structures of the brain. And these are not completely unheard of in other infections, but the fact that they're in just about every single one of these fetuses and neonates, it just goes along with the severity of the infection and the fact that it is involving these nerve cells in the way that they migrate as well.
You know, your study apparently confirms that the Zika virus does the most harm in the first trimester of pregnancy. Does this at all help you advise women on what to do if they get the rash or any kind of symptoms, or what they should be watching out for?
Well, what we're mostly doing with this study is educating the medical community on what they can expect to see when there's this severe infection. There have been a lot of prior reports that have had a few images, but what we've done here is make available a lot of images, 76 images of fetuses, neonates, babies. We have ultrasound, CT, and MR. Before birth, the ultrasound and MR, magnetic resonance imaging, after birth, CTs and pictures of the babies. So we're making these images freely available to healthcare providers throughout the world. But we haven't answered the question of what to tell patients, because that's kind of beyond the scope of this study. But the Center for Disease Control, the CDC, has some wonderful information that they're always updating, and that's definitely where I would tell patients to go. First, to see their healthcare provider if they're concerned, and secondly, if they want to go online, to go to the Center for Disease Control website.
What struck you the most?
How very, very severe these infections were, and the fact that we took all these different pregnant women and babies who came in for many different presentations, and yet when you looked at the brains, they all had very, very similar findings, and the severity of the infection was exceptionally striking.
What do you think is next in terms of studying babies' brains and Zika?
Well, the questions we alluded to previously, what about if we don't see this? If we see this severe infection, we know, unfortunately, the prognosis is grim. But what about the babies who had the more mild infections? Or what about the ones who maybe got the infection in the third trimester? Or what if there's a baby that's born and gets a mosquito bite himself or herself? We don't know what that means, and there's a lot more research still to be done.
All right. Dr. Deborah Levine, Director of Obstetric and Gynecologic Ultrasound at Beth Israel and a professor of radiology at Harvard Medical School. She's the co-author of a new study in the journal Radiology on the Zika virus and its effects on babies' brains. Some of the images from that study are at our website, radioboston.org. Dr. Levine, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you so much for talking to me.
Stay with us. There's more ahead. Coming up, Boston author Joseph Finder. I'm Deborah Becker. This is Radio Boston.